But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you. In sober reflections of the sacrifice of our King, on a day like this, we want to fellowship with His suffering. And I just need our attention briefly, very briefly, not be staying long today. But on a day like this, some 2,000 years ago, He was already in the underworld. Death has swallowed Him up. The same way a farmer will put a seed inside the earth and cover it, and the earth will consume the seed. The seed will deteriorate so that the life inside the seed can come alive. On a day like this, some 2,000 years ago, our Savior was swallowed up by death. The Roman soldiers concluded that the chapter of this rebellious man has been closed. The high priest was trying to appease his conscience as at a time like this, to convince the people that if God was truly with this one, would you not have seen an intervention? You know, I try to fellowship with His suffering, and part of that fellowship helps me to journey back into time and see if God can grant me grace to get a glimpse of what was going on. His ministry was not just on earth. His ministry involved a mission in the underworld, and He was not aware of that mission. I will tell you why. There is an incompatibility between the flesh, the fallen flesh, that sin has activated to make that anytime a human becomes conscious in his human body, he will lose all his memory of his eternal reality. So there will be books waiting for him inside time. So He says, "Lo, I come in the volume of books. The volume of books will equip you, remind you of the things they told you when you were a spirit in the union of God." But when you enter the flesh will absorb all of those memory you used to have. The flesh will want you to only be conscious of the things that are in the tangent of the physical world. So the most spiritual being will have to start learning again. So Jesus will have to be with scholars and teachers of the law in the temple, learning and asking questions. Emphasis on learning in this particular talk. I know we all believe that Jesus, being Son of God, came. From day one, He always knew exactly why He was here. I will tell you when He knew why He was here. In fact, He was living His life normally as the son of a carpenter. So much so that the day His manifestation came, the people who grew up with Him were angry because they say, "Is this not the son of the carpenter? Don't we know His sisters?" They knew Him when He grew up with them as a youth. He went to another city and came back as a man of God. Who are you? We know you. Then the only thing they know about Him is that He's a child of a carpenter. Have you two read in the Bible? I will tell you when He knew the mission completely. Just like you now, you don't know the absolute vision concerning why you are in time. And you too, you must download it. You must press to know His will for your life. And it was Elijah and Moses that came to tell him what he must do to finish his work. If you are a student of the scripture, you will know that it was from then that a weight came upon him. He began to ask Peter, James, and John to come with him again. Come and tarry with me. A burden has entered. He didn't know the full scope, because there is an infirmity in the flesh that makes that men, when they arrive time, they will not have memory of what they were before time began. If it is a possibility, all of you here will know what God spoke concerning you. You will still remember when the angels were dancing around you in the corridors of heaven. But when you start growing, the only reality you remember are the things around the physical world. And so it will require spiritual interaction to remind him, this is why you came. Body came upon him. Time and time again, he will call the disciples and say, tarry with me. Tarry with me. What was he trying to build? He was trying to build prayer power. He knows that if he goes to the cross with emotion, emotion will not be strong. The kind of pain and the level of spiritual test he will be subjected to if he does not build capacity in prayer, he himself will turn back on his mission. So he says, tarry with me. He prayed until his sweat became as thick as blood. And the groaning inside there is to show you what he was praying about. He was saying, if it is possible, let this cup that I have found out, let it pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. On a day like this, some 2,000 years ago, he was buried quietly. The shadows of death had swallowed him up. The full weight of death had encapsulated him. And the whole city was thrown into silence. His disciples felt, you know, a surge of shame. All the things they believed has now been casted to the ground. As I speak to you right now, the quietness is only on this side of the kingdom. On the other side, the regions beyond the grave, by the doors of Hades, it was a court session going on. Somebody has entered the underworld that when death came as usual to claim a soul, only to find out that there is no sin, no single sin in the soul. And so they began to try to find a way to adjust this irregularity. It is only the wages of sin that should be death. How comes a man who has no sin now die? Just like that corn of wheat that was cast to the ground. And after a few days, you will come and meet something has germinated from the ground. It was a mystery hidden in the physical creation that the princes didn't know. That even men too are seeds. That if you plant a man, he can rise again. He wanted to reach people beyond time. All those who died with a hope of his appearing. From Papa Abraham. The best they could do for Abraham was to give him an estate in Hades. So they named a region the bosom of Abraham. But it was still in the underworld. Because none could ascend the hill of the Lord. Only the righteousness of God can qualify men. And the best of the righteousness of all times is a filthy rag. His witness is not only for time. His witness is also for the afterworld. So he went to communicate the glorious gospel to those who sleep. Noah, Jonah, they all were waiting. They knew that one day one will come here too. We had the chance to fellowship with him for 33 years and a half. They have been waiting for him for eons on ending. They just want him, and he only spent 3 days with them. And on the third day, he took them all out of that zone. I'm trying to share something tonight. Because for many of us, when we come to great seasons like this, you know, you think, you know, we just tell, it's not a story. It is the focal point of life itself. This is what our redemption is tied around. Very last words before he shed his body. He said, it is finished. No, I started thinking, what was in his mind when he said it is, and what was finished? Because his thoughts are not our thoughts. What brought him into time are the things that preoccupied his mind. When he contemplated on the imbalance and the equations that princes have tilted, the scale of justice that have been tilted negatively, when those words left his mouth, he has not died yet, but he knows that this sacrifice is acceptable. So he said, it is finished. I'm asking somebody tonight, and I've gone through this route because of what I want to establish on it. Just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God can groom you, pamper you, pet you, but in the day where immortals will bring to your awareness what you must do to lift the horn of God. For Jesus, they told him a cup he must drink. He was not aware of it until celestials came and they had dialogue with him. Till this day, the discourse that was held between him, Elijah, and Moses was not disclosed. But we knew that a burden came upon him, and he began to build capacity from then on, knowing fully well that they have told him the hardest part of the assignment that they did not tell him from the beginning. Mind you, God can discuss things with your spirit and tell you what your assignment is inside time. When you arrive time, your consciousness will only be through your five senses: the sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of hearing, and the sense of feeling. And anything that is not factored into these things will not be captured in the knowledge base in your soul. So the education you will be powered by will be things that are only physical. A man will have to journey back through books to find the things that were spoken concerning him in the corridors of eternity. And so Jesus too needed to equip himself with knowledge. Time and time again, he will come and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. It's only a chapter of his ministry he saw there. He thought he has come to bring, set the captives free, to relieve the oppressed, and bring all of this intervention. But a time came where, as the scripture will say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. Celestials came and gave him a proceeding word. He said, you're not going to live long. You're not going to live to a ripe old age. Gray hair will never come on you. You will die at your prime. And you will cast yourself. The demand of the great one is that you lay your life for your sheep. And the time for obeying that instruction has come. And his soul became troubled. When they echo to you what is expected of you, would you follow? When they finally show you that village, and say you are the evangelist of all of these regions, would you drink from your cup? If it's possible, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine. When they show you this is your husband, this is your wife, and all your lust, the inclination of your lust, through the lens of lust, you have picked your own candidate, are you ready to drink from his cup? When you drink, you will die for a season. It will look like you have made the biggest mistake of your life. And people will shame you, they will mock you. See how this one just messed up. That's what death is, through the cup. And all men must drink from their cup. The Bible says, who is it that wants to follow me? Let him deny himself. Take up his own cross. There is a cross for everybody. There was a cross. Adam disobeyed God by eating from a tree. Jesus obeyed God by embracing a tree. There was a tree that was calling his name, that you must die here, and he obeyed it. Adam disobeyed God in a garden. Jesus accepted God's verdict in a garden. It was in a garden he says, my will is there, but nevertheless. Let me ask you a question. For those of you who don't really understand the delicacy of the matter we consider, are you aware that Jesus had a will that was contrary to God's will? And he weighed his own will and kept God's will. He was not different from you. Jesus has his own will. What is his will? His will would have been to live a ripe old age. It's as if it is possible. Let this cup pass. However, not my will. That is the Jesus. That is the Jesus we speak about. He had a will. Same way you too, you have an alternative. There will be a season. There will be a season where the alignment of the both realms will angulate themselves. And you will receive clarity as touching the expectation of God for your destiny. Just like a child who was raised as a carpenter's son. Nobody knew him for any other thing. So in the days of his manifestation, when he came to his city, the people were angry. They say, is this not the carpenter's son? Don't we know his sisters? Do they not live among us? That's all they have about him. For those of you who go and borrow stories here and there, they say when Jesus was small, he made a bed, he breathed upon it, then the bed now became this thing and fly. I don't know where you got that story from. The only thing his people knew about him, remember the Bible says he could not do much signs and wonders in his own city because of their unbelief. They refused to accept that he's a prophet. Don't we know this guy? He just go to another city and came back as man of God. You even have people following you. They don't know you. That's why they're following you. And 12 guys were following him. He didn't know. He honestly did not know. The same way everybody will have to start learning the ways of the Lord. He too went through the process. For God to become man, God went through what man must go through. And God had to start learning about God in a human body. God had to start asking questions and teaching. And God had to become a student so that he can learn the ways of God. And when he trapped God on his inside, a season came when they knew he was qualified to hear the completing part of his assignment. And for him, his assignment is to die. A season will come in your life too, where they will come and tell you that completing part. The things I want to say now will be very sensitive, and I pray nobody misunderstands me. For some people, the delicacy of the assignment hinged on your life. Mind you, everything I'm saying is in the lens of time. Because if you look at the matters of life from the lens of time, you will realize time is just a handful of breath. It's just one small time of expression. There are people here that to effectively carry out your call, marriage should be far from your talk. Nothing like marriage in your own skin. But the anger that comes with that kind of, the reason is your will. Nevertheless, not my will. And some of you, let me tell you the truth. If you follow your own will and you enter things and you are trying to use that thing, you know, to now bring God's will inside, you will find out the last time you will hear from God will be the last time you obeyed an instruction from him. And as far as he's concerned, he is still speaking, but your ear will not hear again until you obey the last instruction. Places where people are running away from. The north that is plagued by insecurity. Where Christians still reside. Ministries are relocated. Many people, that is their indigenous places. They cannot move. But their pastor have relocated. Now they live in drought and hunger. For somebody, God, just open your heart one night. Say, you have been asking me what is my assignment for your life. You will be my face to the people that sit in darkness and those who are chained under the shadows of death. He says, they will see a great light through you. You know your cup, would you drink it? We pray for the will of God as though the will of God, you know, is only about marriage. The will of God is his perspective concerning your life. But we only want to know his will concerning who to marry. And mind you, his will can also be don't marry. But we now say the will is who. Don't. We're not asking whether you want me to marry. Just tell me who. Sometimes when you stay on those prayers for a long time, you may find out that they don't want to waste energy talking to you because you are just a man of lust. Just say, Lord, if some people are so wicked that it's not who, they present three people and say, choose. Lord, pick. Somebody closed his eyes, kept three pictures and did like this. Thank you, Father. That your in being out. Even you are not faithful to it. You already have a candidate in your mind. So you now do in being out. It was not the candidate. You now say, I do it again. His will. Any man who wants to hear his will must come with an open heart. Some 2,000 years ago, they thought they have silenced his ministry. They thought it has come to an end. They didn't know that he was a seed, and they just successfully planted him. The scripture says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Until a corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it will abide alone. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. And what they did not know is that only them can help him enter the underworld. Because the laws that guard the realm, even God must make obeisance to the laws. Only them can help him reach their Papa Abraham, their Jonah, their Noah. All of them were trapped under the influence of death. And the psalmist peeped. He peeped into the full, manifestation of the Messiah. And he uttered, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your power? A time will come when death will entertain a candidate that will now swallow death up. And there's no way to defeat death until you assess his realm, the place where his dominion is. So he needed to go there. Papa Abraham, that a whole estate was named after him in the underworld. They call it the bosom of Abraham. But on the cross, when the thief by the right, as I would like to believe, said, remember me in your kingdom. The same Jesus that gave a parable, and in his parable of Lazarus and the rich man, said the righteous went to the bosom of Abraham and the wicked rich man went to the flames of hell. Jesus updated the lexicon of Zion and he replaced the word bosom of Abraham with a new term called paradise. And he told the thief that tonight you will be with me in paradise. Not bosom of Abraham again. Because I'll be relocating men from an ancient system of captivity, a place where they have been held bound by the oracles of death. One will swallow death up soon. And if you are a student of the prophet, detailedly written in the scripture, the Bible says graves were cracked open on the day of his resurrection. Graves, not only Jesus. Graves were cracked open and people saw their long dead relatives walking the streets of Jerusalem. Imagine your great grandfather just came and said, I see us come and greet you guys briefly. We have a journey to take. It looks funny, but I tell you a story. They ascended literally into the skies. And if you read the scripture, the Bible says, when Jesus gathered his disciples and addressed them, then he also ascended. The Bible says, a cloud received him. Which cloud? Seeing then that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. There were people also who have ascended before. They were just waiting for him to come and join them. Then they'll finish the journey. Can I ask you a question? If a man died, some died for 300 years, some died for 400 years, 800 years, 1,000 years. The prophecy of his birth, uttered by Isaiah, took 800 years. 800 years before the manifestation of that prophecy. Between Malachi and Matthew was 400 years of prophetic silence. And Isaiah have said that in 400 years before them. 800 years. If it was not written, it would have been lost forever. Nobody would believe or hear any prophecy like that. And when it was time for that thing to be done, has died. His bones have dried. The joints have dislocated. Jesus went into the underworld. And when he was getting up, the person's grave cracked open. His flesh came back together. His bones connected. Sinews happened. Arteries and capillaries found their expression. Breath entered his nose. He came out of the grave. Is it your sickness that the power of resurrection cannot correct? This spirit that rose up Christ from the dead can dwell in your mortal body. Sarkinia Kine. Can you just celebrate his lordship now? The things that once defeated us. He has led captivity captive. The prisons that they made for you, they are now the ones locked inside it. Adam's wife has fallen. And when Eve ate, Eve presented the fruit to Adam, and then he too he ate. The second Adam came. His wife, the church, has fallen. And she presented the same compromise to her. And instead of him to repeat the mistake of the first Adam, to join his wife and fall, he presented himself to the altars of punishment. To the place where penance for offenses are created. And he played the role of a true husband. He made that Eve bear his name. So his own Eve, he became answerable for her offense. And it pleased the Father in the executive throne of Zion to hold him accountable for what his wife did. So when they were punishing him, it was honorable in the justice system that his wife's offense is what he was covering for. Oh, I've heard the patriarch say these things and I will lend my voice to it. Jesus was thinking about me when he was on that cross. He knew that many helpless souls will come one day. He knew that Satan will still be a master of many people's destiny. But if he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. What kept him on that cross was not nails, it was love. He could change his mind any moment. In fact, to tell you that he had the power to change his mind. Do you know that Jesus could ask the Father and a legion of angels can be sent immediately? He can abandon the work. They gave him the opportunity to abandon the work in the last minute still. And so Satan was still by his ear, knowing fully well that you can still change your mind. It's still a possibility. They still said, if you are God, save yourself and save us. Did you hear anything about that utterance? That utterance is only found in the temptation in the wilderness, if you are the Son of God. And anytime you hear that intro, there is a wisdom that started his conversations like that. Suddenly a thief by his side is saying, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us. Who is this being that is always wanting him to prove that he's the Son of God? Because he knew that it was still a possibility to abandon the mission. It was not nails that held him to the cross. He was thinking about me. He was imagining when I will come and the patterns from my bloodline, mistakes of many generations, will choke me before I even become a youth. So before I even know myself, I will be chained in many kind of sin. does not do this thing for me, I will never be free. He was thinking about me. That is why he tarried on that cross. Mind you, they crucified him naked. Naked. The Jesus theme just don't want to show nudity. That's why they'll just put one wrapper by his waist. Naked. An adult, naked. A teacher. Honorable man in society. Suddenly naked. They spat on him and made all kinds of mockery. And he stood there. I've said all I've said to tell you what he meant when he said, "It is finished." Nobody will accuse Ephah again. Never. And any day I call on his name, the legal systems will give me my entitlement. How can you reject this kind of great sacrifice? How can you still choose to die for yourself when another has died in your place? Why should sin still cost you your life?
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is finished. And you use the light available for a season as sacred as this to your advantage. It is finished. Something has to be enforced in your life. For this reason was the Son of Man manifested. Why? That he may destroy the works of the devil. The thief has visited your life. He has stolen, he has killed, he has destroyed. And I share something with you. Even if Satan kill, Jesus can destroy his debt negotiations and make that. The Bible says he stood before the grave of Lazarus and says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Mind you, he has not died then. I am resurrection. I am life. Take 1 minute wherever you are. Meditate on destiny, on your life, your experiences, your challenges, your struggles. And can you say those words of our Savior? "It is finished." I wish you believed what he said. "It is finished." I tell myself, "Emmanuel, it is finished." I don't care how many herbalists vow. I don't care where they took your picture to. Jesus said, "It is finished." It has ended. The drama of Satan and all his campaign, he says, "It is finished." Mind you, while you are praying, I'm trying to tell you that some 2,000 years ago, right now as I'm speaking to you, he is quiet inside the underworld. Many creatures of very, very twisted forms are mocking him at the moment. And he was waiting patiently. He wants the book to be opened because any soul that arrived, they will open the books for them. And when they open a book concerning him, they didn't find any sin. Suddenly they find out that, oh God, it was a mistake for him to be here. Let me tell you why he resurrected. It was not the mercy of God that rose him up. It is his righteousness that defied the grave. The grave is only for death and sin. And they checked somebody's book. When they read his account, no single sin. They started looking for a way to apologize, but it was too late. How did this one die?
death. Why did it? They say, they summarize it by saying, if they knew, they would not have crucified him. It was a colossal mistake. How did we not check this thing out? But he was there with them already. He was speaking to Isaiah already, talking to Jeremiah, informing Abraham of a greater covenant than laws. He was sharing to them the substitutionary work of God. All of them had to abandon their righteousness there and embrace the righteousness of Jesus. And suddenly graves were cracked open. Can somebody embrace his righteousness right now while you are alive? Don't wait until. Just embrace that righteousness. I'm your righteousness. I'm your righteousness. I'm your righteousness.
I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of sin. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Embrace that holiness. Can you embrace that spotlessness? You are spotless now. You are pure. You are holy. You are worthy. You can stand before God uncondemned now. You have never sinned in your life before. Never. You are holy. You are the most beautiful being before God. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Maybe you want to tell that voice. Tell that voice. Tell that voice. I am holy, I am righteous, I am full of the Spirit of God. God is happy with me. God is rejoicing with me. I am pure, I am spotless.
I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of sin. I am a child of God.
Backs in his love, backs in his righteousness. It was because of you he stayed on that cross. Honestly speaking, it was you. It was you. It was you. It was you.
In the next 5 minutes, can somebody just say, Jesus, I accept your sacrifice for me. I embrace it. I accept it is because of me. I accept your stripes for my sins and for my sicknesses. I accept your blood for my death. I accept everything you have done for me. I accept it as my own. Can somebody accept it now? Searched and searched through all the earth and find that Papuanika Marka. I have searched and searched through all the earth. I searched and searched through all the earth and find that Papuanika Marka. Hey, Babuanika Marka, Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka, Babuanika Marka. Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka. Can you go on and just celebrate him? Babuanika Marka, Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka, Babuanika Marka, we have searched and searched through all the earth. We searched and searched through all the earth and find that Babuanika Marka. Oh God, we will search and search through all the earth. We search and search through all the earth and found that Babuanika Marka. Hey, Babuanika Marka, Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka, Babuanika Marka, death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your power? Death that is the last enemy to be defeated. Death that is stronger. Death that has humbled many generations. Where is your sting now? See what Jesus has done. He told his mother, behold, I make all things new. Babuanika Marka, Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka, Babuanika Marka, Oh Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka. Babuanika Marka, Ya Yesu, Babuanika Marka. Look what he has done. See what he has done for me. See what he has done for me. See what you have done for me. Behold, you have made all things new. You have made all things new. You have made all things new. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Marca, oh ya Jesus, Mabuani Kamarka. Mabuani Kamarka, ya Jesus, Mabuani Kamarka.
It is finished. It is finished. The court case is finished. Accusations finished. Sicknesses finished. Curses finished. It is finished. Those were the last set of words the earth was privileged to hear from him. It is finished. Finished. They documented it so that when me I arrive time, let it echo in my soul. He finished the work. It was finished. No other sacrifice for man. No other name given under heaven by which we may be saved. It is finished. You can't add to this sacrifice. You can't remove anything from it. He finished the work. There's nothing you can do to make it stronger. Sacrifice is complete. It was a righteousness that he passed the cutoff mark of Zion. The heaven accepted this one. It is finished. We fellowship with his death and with his suffering. We fellowship with his labors, his missions in the underworld. The brief 2 days conference he held in Hades, the attendance was great. taught them about the righteousness of God. And Abraham had to abandon his own righteousness. Noah, Jonah, all of them kept their things aside. He told them that God wants to give the righteousness of the perfect one to all men. And suddenly, the grave that held them bound could not hold them again. Because they too now became creatures that have never seen before. And the wages of sin is the only penance for death. And since they have never seen, death cannot hold them again. So resurrection was a possibility. He did not only teach the living, he took his gospel to Hades. Can you accept that righteousness while you are alive? I'm holy. I'm spotless. I'm without sin. Bought with a price. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Finally, before we go, everything Jesus has paid for, and you can find any handwriting around your life, take the next 1 minute and banish it from you quickly in the light of this great sacrifice. Send it packing. There's no place in your destiny. Thank you for making a way for us.
Thank you. For in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Today, we accept everything that has been provided by his death, and we share in the fellowship of his suffering. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Very quickly.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.